Welcome to the December 17th, 2006 worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today is the third Sunday of Advent, and we have a very special music program, Canticle of Christmas, performed by our sanctuary choir. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
Good morning. We welcome you to College Park Baptist Church. My name is Jeff Allen. I'm the Associate Pastor of Students and Families, and we are so pleased that you are here in worship with us this morning. We want to say a special welcome to our members and our guests. We would like to find out that you were here this morning. We have pew pads on every pew. We invite you to take that, and members and guests alike, to fill that out and send it down the pew till it reaches the end. Members, we ask you put your name, check the appropriate boxes. And then guests, we ask that you fill all that information out as you feel comfortable. Send that to the last person on the pew, and when it's there, send it back to where it started. And members, we invite you to take a sneak peek. If there's somebody on your pew that you may not be familiar with, maybe be a guest, find out their name and introduce yourself after the service. If you send those back to the end of the pew, our ushers can pick those up after the service. Several announcements today, so you need to hold on, but we're going to get through this. Several things. Ward Page is one of our very own. He has just graduated from Appalachian, and the national champions, anyway. This is the only college in the state that can say they're national champions this year. So that's Ward has been a part of a CD. He is on a CD for Feeding the Children, and it's called Christmas for a Cause. You have opportunity to purchase these CDs at the Welcome Center at the end of the service. So if you want to be blessed by this music and to be able to bless children through Feed the Children program, see him after the end of the service. Cindy Johnson, our very own leader of our Life Contemporary Service, is going to be leading some Christmas worship times at the Master's Loft this week, December 18th, 20th, and the 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. each of those days. Cindy will be there the December 18th, 20th, and 22nd from 11 to 1 p.m. Want to let you know about our missions offering. We have been, for the last several weeks, collecting money to go to the Lottie Moon offering as well as the Global Missions offering. Lottie Moon is a Southern Baptist offering. Global Missions is for CBF, and we have been collecting that. Our total, as of this morning, is $13,366. So we are well on our way to meeting our goal. So if you want to give to those and have not done so, you still have opportunity to do that. A reminder, we are needing, for our Wednesday night program, we are needing some desserts. So if you're able to bring desserts for the Wednesday night family night supper, we would, Miss Marinelle especially, would be very grateful for those that you can bring. Reminder also, if you have not received your envelopes for 2007, if you're not in a Sunday school class, your envelopes are in the church office, so you can pick those up. A reminder to, this is White Christmas, and David Page will be down in just a minute to give you several things, instructions, but want to let you know that during hymn number 108, How Great Our Joy, a member of your Sunday school class who has their wrapped White Christmas to bring that down at that time, during hymn number 108. Bring them to the altar area. There is a basket. Well, we'll put them around the tree. How about that? We can put them around the tree. We'll put them around the tree down here. Is that okay, Mr. David, or you can tell us something different? All right. We'll put the White Christmas things around the tree as you come up during hymn number 108. Let's see. A reminder, we do have it is Christmas time. We have busy things happening all the time, especially tonight. We have a special program at 6 o'clock. Our youth choir, our children's choirs, and Eyewitness will be presenting a special Christmas service tonight at 6 o'clock here in the sanctuary. We need for the youth choir to be here at 4, and then for the children's choir to be here at 5, and then tonight at 6, we want everybody else to show up and to see a great program. And then stay for at 7 o'clock for our Life Contemporary service. That will be a great way to finish this third Sunday of Advent. I think that's all the announcements. We do want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We have ushers that are coming down the aisle. You have already given us your information about your name and your contact information already in the pew pads. We want to give you some things about us. Tells you a little bit the story about College Park. If you're a guest this morning, we just ask you to raise your hand as our ushers are coming down the aisles. This information packet will tell you a little bit about our history, about things that we stand for, about, and as well as a newsletter that tells you the things that are currently going on in the life of our church. We appreciate you being here in worship this morning. All right, I think I'll recognize David now. I need a break. Come on up.
What a glorious morning this has been, watching everyone come in filled with the Christmas spirit, bringing gifts and food for our White Christmas families. White Christmas has been a local mission for College Park since 1968. You have a rich history of sharing God's love to those in need within our community, a tradition of caring that goes beyond that of contributing material gifts, as we realize that because of the grace that we have been given, we are able to give. This year we have 21 families and 5 individual children that the Sunday school classes and other members of the church have taken under their wings. We would ask that the person assigned to deliver to these families try to pick up the gifts and the food right after today's service or sometime today before 4 p.m. so we can transition Smith Hall for the life service. Also, when you pick up your food for the families, the WMU has provided a large canned ham that's in the refrigerator. So when you pick up for that family, you need to go to the refrigerator and pick up one canned ham for that family and make certain that it's delivered as soon as possible since it has been refrigerated for some time. On December 3rd, our children's service shared the message of hope with us. In the same respect, White Christmas is an extension of that hope that we will reveal to others. We will also share unconditional acceptance by showing compassion to these families and to each other. So on behalf of the White Christmas Committee, we wish your Christmas to be bright with the light of God's love. Thank you.
Thank you, David. White Christmas takes all of us to work together, and it's an amazing thing to see happen. It is the third Sunday of Advent, and there's nothing better for us to do than to take the resources that God has given us to share with others. Today we get an opportunity to share in worship, and I invite you to share in this special time as we prepare for the coming of Christ. And we want to do that this morning by inviting the Craig Cashwell family to come for our Advent reading and lighting of the wreath.
Today we light the candle of joy. Isaiah chapter 12, hymn of thanksgiving. A day is coming when people will sing. I praise you, Lord, you were angry with me, but now you comfort me and are angry no longer. God is my Savior. I will trust him and not be afraid. The Lord gives me power and strength. He is my Savior. As fresh water brings joy to the thirsty, so God's people rejoice when he saves them. The day is coming when people will sing. Give thanks to the Lord. Call him to help you. Tell all the nations what he has done. Tell them how great he is. Sing to the Lord because of the great things he has done. Let the whole world hear the news. Let everybody who lives in Zion shout and sing. Israel's holy God is great, and he lives among his people.
Thank you, Sam. Our reading from the New Testament is in John chapter 16, verses 19 through 24. Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, "Are you asking one another what I meant when I said, 'In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me'? I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice. And no one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete."
Will you pray with me? Father, on this third Sunday of Advent, we pause to celebrate the joy that you have brought into our lives. It is a glorious day because you have blessed us with life. You have given us the opportunity to be a part of this service. To leave warm homes and places. To travel to this place. To come into this sanctuary to worship in freedom. There is much to be joyful for. But we are especially joyful when we think about your gift, the gift of your Son, who was born so many years ago and changed the world and gave us life eternal. So, Father, we come to worship, and our worship is an action It is something that we do. So with every word that we say, everything that we sing, everything that we hear, everything that we do it for you. May our worship be pleasing in your sight, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in this season of giving, we are especially mindful of the gift of salvation you've given us through Jesus Christ. This is the greatest gift of all time. This gift brings us hope and peace, joy and love. We're thankful, Lord, for all your blessings, but we're especially thankful for this gift of salvation. We pray that you will take these gifts that have been given, Lord, bless them, that they will be used to spread your gospel story throughout the entire world, and pray that we will go out to help bring that to be, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. And the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Arise and shine, arise and shine, for Jesus the light has come. Darkness covers the earth, and darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. And the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Arise and shine, arise and shine, for Jesus your light, Jesus your light, Jesus your light has come.
Rejoice, 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 a king has born. Rejoice, rejoice, a king is born, and all the world needs to know. A light has come, it shines on the horizon, with hope and peace in its glow. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Truth, full Stop! Over their flocks by night, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
so frightened in my life.
So was I.
Me too.
I was terrified.
Do you hear?
Do you see?
I've never seen the sky shine quite so bright.
Nor have I.
I'm still shaky.
I was petrified.
Was I dreaming?
No, not unless we all were dreaming.
No, it's true.
Yes, it's true.
Are you sure?
I saw it too.
All the angels.
Sky full of angels. What a night,
what a sight.
There's never been a night like this in all the history of the whole human race.
Praise God,
bless the Lord,
praise His holy name.
Who are we?
Why are we numbered among the very first to know He has come?
Who are we?
Why has He chosen us?
We're just your ordinary, commonplace,
customary shepherds who've been waiting for Messiah to come.
We've been looking for a formal proclamation from the leaders of our land in Jerusalem.
But instead He came to Bethlehem. The angel told us so.
This is so.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
and see this wonderful thing the Lord has told us about.
I'm with you.
Me too.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's go to Bethlehem.
Who saw your newborn
I hope this morning you've experienced that peace, the joy, the expression, the excitement about the coming of a Savior. We want to extend an invitation to you this morning. Perhaps you do not know Jesus personally. You can have all the information in the world about Jesus and still not know Him personally. So we want to invite you this morning to experience the relationship with Jesus Christ. The choir is going to sing in just a moment. They're going to be singing a canticle of praise. And we want to give you an opportunity to know Jesus personally so you know what it is to truly praise God. So I'm going to lead us in a prayer. And if you do not know Jesus Christ, I invite you to open your heart to Him, to confess that you're a sinner and ask for forgiveness and invite Him into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. If you are a believer and you've been distracted this Christmas season, maybe by the shopping and the parties and everything that has to be done, if you've been distracted, maybe it's time to refocus, to ask God to forgive you of being distracted and allow you to come to the manger once again and see the simple message of a Savior who came as a child, who came as a baby, but who died as the Savior of the world. Let's pray together. Dear Father, we thank You for this season because we understand as Your children what it meant for You to give Your Son to be born as a baby, to walk the steps and the paths of dusty roads, to eat with sinners, to meet with people alongside of dusty roads and lake shores, forgive them, to heal them, and to give them life everlasting. Father, in that spirit, we embrace You this morning. And Father, we ask that You would make Yourself very real to those who do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior, and that they would have the courage and the strength and the leading this morning to pray to receive Jesus Christ. Father, for the rest of us, we pray that we would be able to once again focus in on truly what it means to celebrate Christmas. Father, we thank You for Your Son, and it's in His name that we pray. Amen.
We sing Gloria, we sing Gloria.
We want to invite you back tonight. Christmas celebration continues tonight with our youth choir and our children and eyewitness, and then for life following. I hope you have a joyous, wonderful week, and I hope that you will express your word of thanks to Mary and to the choir and to our host of actors and actresses over here as you leave this morning. Let's close in a word of prayer. Dear Father, what a joyful day we've experienced. And we know that the source of our joy is the love that you extended to us through Jesus Christ. Now, as we go, we pray that you would watch over us, keep us safe, bring us safely back into your house. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.